Mother's Day just around the corner. Call Kuhn Flowers and send mom a beautiful floral arrangement. She'll love it and she'll love you. This is Dan Hicken, and Kuhn Flowers wants to be your florist.
And now, Rick Ballew takes you into the night on 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
All right, off we go. My goodness, what a blockbuster story right here in Jacksonville. I mean, I'm still in total disbelief. Really a battle of emotions today. Everything just kind of running through me. How much of this is really believable? I feel like I'm going to snap out of it, like I'm part of a daydream, and all of a sudden I'm going to wake up and reality's going to hit. And it, you know, if someone hacked his account, I've thought about every possibility today ever since this announcement came down with Telvin Smith, and it just doesn't make any sense to me. Nonetheless, that is exactly what we're going to get after for the next couple of hours as we go into the night with Rick Ballew. Glad you're with us. You know, every once in a while in the world of sports, something happens that totally changes everything around you. For me, probably the craziest scenario that I've ever been a part of with the Jacksonville Jaguars was the day that Andre Rison was cut. I've never seen anything like that prior. I've never seen anything like that after. And for those members of the media who were with me when that happened in 1996, that was one of the most unusual set of circumstances that I had ever seen. And it was locker room division. It was protecting a guy that they loved, a mentor. And there were some looks at others like, don't you dare even walk into our corner of the locker room. It was really kind of a scary situation. I remember years ago across the street when our old studios were there, when word began to trickle in that Byron Leftwich was going to be cut during a team luncheon and that David Garrard would take over and get the football team. I remember that being one of those, what? Now? You're going to cut him now? This close to the start of the season? And how that kind of change things here in the city. But what has happened here with Telvin Smith today is absolutely 100% shocking to me. You could have asked me to become a Hollywood writer and come up with 200 different stories to define the way it will go for Telvin Smith in 2019, and not one of those would I have put out there. He is going to say that he is not going to play football during the second week of May. And that is exactly what has taken place. Obviously, he needs help. I don't know to the severity, but if you read what he posted on Instagram, you saw what he said last week or earlier this week on Instagram, the fact that there has been zero communication with anyone within that organization is just so alarming. And right now, there are far too many answers, just not enough overall questions, you know, not enough answers to the questions that are out there when it comes overall to Telvin Smith. So we'll discuss that tonight. I did have some things planned. I've canceled a couple of things. I do want to talk in its entirety tonight over the next couple of hours about this developing story and about what it means for the Jaguars. We'll look at it, what it means for this team right now, what it does for this team as they begin to move forward, including the rookie minicamp, which gets underway tomorrow. What does this do financially for this football team? What does it allow them to do as far as recouping funds and going out and maybe adding another football player? Frankly, I don't think they need another linebacker. They added four, week and a half ago, even though apparently they've cut a couple today in Donald Payne and Blair Brown, a former, fifth-round pick in 2017. You know, speculation is running rampant, and I think everything's on the table right now. And I thought about this in this particular way. I always want to be sensitive to private situations, whether it's in sports, it doesn't matter what involvement it is. If there's something going on personally, you should respect that. And there are oftentimes in sports where there are situations that come up and you hear that it is personal and let's not get involved and leave it alone. But so much of that is based on what? Communication. When there's been zero and you're leaving this amount of money on the table and you're leaving your teammates high and dry and you send out something on Instagram, I'm not going to question anyone out there who believes that this is the reason or that is the reason. I very rarely would walk down this road, but I think in this particular case, it's allowed because he's not communicating. He could diffuse this in a heartbeat by simply saying, there's something going on. I can't talk about it. I've reached out to the team. They're aware. End of story. Move on. But there hasn't been any of that. There's been zero communication. And you just don't leave $9.75 million out there, walk away from your teammates as a captain of the defense without there being something that needs to be looked at. And frankly, I think everything is open for discussion. That's honestly the way I feel. I've always loved this kid. I loved him since he was an 18-year-old at Florida State. He was absolutely spectacular. But when you see that he needs to take care of himself, his family, my health, what does that mean? What does my health mean? The Jaguars can offer him the best health care of anyone or any business comparable to anything in the United States of America. Whether it is mental health or whether it is physical health, they have the very best of the best in that building. So what I mean here by speculation, is he hurt? Okay, you hear the reference quite a bit with the younger individuals in our country, butt hurt. Is he butt hurt? Okay, was he upset about the rumors? Was he upset about the fact that people said that he was going to be traded? Well, do you take it to this extreme? And what I mean by this on speculation, would anyone out there be surprised if all of a sudden in a week, in 10 days, you hear a, oh no, we're all good. I'm sorry, I was having a bad day. I went to Instagram. I threw this out. It's been a battle of emotions. Talk with the team. Everything's okay. It's the end of May, beginning of June, and all of a sudden, Telvin's back in the fold. Would that surprise anyone? I'd be a lot less surprised about that than I actually am about today's message from Telvin Smith. I mean, we've never seen. I mean, Barry Sanders walked away a little bit early. You know, Calvin Johnson walked away a little bit early. People just don't bow out in the prime of their career, especially with this amount of money, unless there are more than one reason. There has to be several that he is involved with right now. And the lack of communication is just so disturbing. I hope it's nothing serious. But I'm telling you, and I'm going to be honest with each and every one of you, about every possible thought that I believe that I could have involved with Telvin Smith, I have gone through over the last couple of hours, including him bluffing. Yes, when you do not communicate, I'm going to allow that to be a part of the equation. I'm not saying that that is the case, but I think there's four or five things that you could look at right now. And one of them is this is a full-out bluff by Telvin Smith. Secondly, when it comes to Telvin Smith, maybe there is something really wrong with this young man. He lost his half-brother. Who knows what's really going on internally inside his life? It could be as severe as anything that we could possibly create. But that's even more of the reason that he should be communicating with the people that he works for, the people who care about him, the people who are absolutely there to try to help him. I mean, just because he makes a lot of money and just because he's a professional athlete doesn't mean that he doesn't have the same problems that you and I have. But he has got such a great support system in an NFL building. And, you know, I spoke with someone today who told me straight up that this building wasn't even aware of the fact that anything was going on this way with Telvin Smith until they found out about it on social media the exact same time that you found out about it. I guess what I'm trying to say is my approach on this is a little bit different. I really care about Telvin Smith. He's been one of my favorite football players. But he's not handling this the right way. And when something is sensitive of this really comes down, you need to be in a situation where you handle things with kid's gloves. But he's handling this in the absolute worst way. And I believe he needs to be called out for it. This is not a professional. This is acting as if he is an amateur. Okay? A professional picks up the phone and calls someone in that building and explains to them what's going on. And they become a lending ear. And then you begin to rehabilitate this man and help him out in obviously a very difficult time. Instead, it looks as though he's taking it all on by himself. And I got news for you. It doesn't work that way. These professional people are there for a reason, to help. And he's not doing that. Instead, it comes across as he's neglecting the people who drafted him, gave him a contract extension, and have supported him throughout his entire career. So I feel awful tonight, but I also feel that he's handling this about as poorly as any Jacksonville Jaguar has ever handled anything. No, I'm not going to make a lot of friends with those comments, but that's honestly the way that I feel. He's a pro. Act like one. We're going to grab your feedback on this right now. 641-1010. That is the number this afternoon and or evening. I guess it is evening. It's 12 minutes past 7. 641-1010. Text line, 641-1010. Twitter, Ballou, B-A-L-L-O-U, 1010XL. A bombshell dropped by Telvin Smith. It's our conversation. You can join us next as we go into the night with Rick Ballou.
Into the Night with Rick Ballou on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
All right, Bob Seger in on Sunday, fired up about the show. What a way to spend Mother's Day. I think moms, all sizes, all shapes, all ages, they love Bob Seger. Guys do as well. Love to watch her do her stuff. Talking about a stripper walking up and down Main Street. That's Bob Seger. All right, more important things. Telvin Smith. My God, what's going on? I mean, speculation is the key word here right now in Jacksonville. And it is such a bizarre story. It's really unlike anything that I can ever think of in 25 years of this franchise. It just doesn't make any sense for a 28-year-old in the prime of his career with 3 years remaining on a deal that's going to pay him $9.75 million. They just picked up his $5 million signing bonus during the third day of the NFL year in the month of March. You don't walk away from that money. You don't do it. You show up pissed off. Athletes do that all the time. In every sport, they're upset. They're bitter. They want to get traded. They still collect their paychecks. So it's more than that. He's got a problem. He needs to get his world in order. Those are his words. He also says he needs time away from the game to give back to himself, his family, and his health. What does that mean? What does his health mean? I don't know. I have no reason to believe that he is not physically healthy at this particular point. I have my reservations about his emotional side because he continuously mentions trade rumors. Professional athletes deal with that. How many times have we heard, oh, I don't read the paper. Oh, I don't listen to talk radio. Oh, that doesn't bother. This is clearly bothered, Delvin. Saw him on Instagram the other night. Wasn't a great angle. But it looked like he's been piling on the weight. Matter of fact, my opinion would be, looked like maybe he's lost a couple of pounds. Talked about it ever since that video came out. I don't know. Again, I'm not afraid to speculate. And I almost never would in this situation. But the way he's handled it, I think everything's on the table. I really believe that. You know how easy it would have been for him to call the Jacksonville Jaguars, have a sit-down with them, and then have a release by the Jaguars to say anything in any particular way that right now Telvin Smith's going through something. He's not available to speak to the media. You know, we're putting him on the retired reserve list for the time being. Oh, by the way, if they did it that way, his money would still be honored. Right now, his money's going to free up. The Jaguars have an opportunity to recoup massive amounts of that signing bonus and create those monies towards the 2019 salary cap. In that way, if you're a non-Telvin fan, he's helping out the organization, financially speaking. But it's more important than that. This is about a young man's overall well-being. It's what bothers me about this story and has all along. The no communication. Okay, there are people who work for good outfits and bad outfits. Good businesses and bad businesses. And when we deal with personal situations, it's nice that the place that you work for cares about you, asks if you need some time off, considers what's really going on in your personal life, your family life. That's what good businesses do. Bad businesses, they ignore it. They act like everything is fine. And they just assume that you're going to show up every day and do your job. Great businesses care about the people who work for them. The Jaguars have the best care among anything in our country. People have seen this man develop over the 5 years that he has been in town. And he has elected not to go that route. Why? Why? Why would he go that way? Makes you wonder. I have plenty of ideas as to why that is. I want to hear from you. 641-1010. That is the phone number. Text line 641-1010. Twitter, Ballou, B-A-L-L-O-U, 1010XL. Let's kick it off by going to Barrett. Barrett, welcome to the program.
Hey, how's it going, Chris?
Good, Barrett.
Hey, man, so, you know, a lot of speculation on last year, and I said, you know, on 1010 and everything like that. I think one thing that I haven't heard is we're just speculating what chances is it that he has a problem with somebody in the building that he maybe anticipates will be there after a year. And that's kind of where I'm at on it.
Every business in America, someone has a problem with someone else in the building. And they show up and do their job, go to work and collect their paycheck. I mean, if you can find me a workplace anywhere where someone doesn't have a problem with someone else in that building, I'm not buying. Because, you know, I've seen it, and I'm sure that 99.9% of our listeners have seen it as well. That's just the way things are in the business world. You adapt to that. And in the case of Telvin Smith, the guy is making so much money, Barrett, that doesn't that outshine if someone in the building doesn't like the way that he is playing or like the way that he is leading? He is signed for 3 more years to nearly $39 million against the salary cap. He has the last laugh because he's collecting those paychecks.
Agree. I definitely agree. I think the only part of it is what, to your point you made, that it's just such an extreme circumstance that, yeah, it's inexplicable to most people. It's a lot of money to leave on the table, but maybe it doesn't matter to him. Maybe that's not, maybe he's made enough where it's not a priority anymore, and that's not, he's not fueled by money anymore. I mean, I don't know, but maybe.
You know, possibly. I don't believe that, but again, as I said, tonight, when a story drops on you like this and it's handled the way that this has been handled, speculation is allowed, okay? And if you believe that that is the reason, that's your opinion. I don't think that that's it. I think Telvin Smith and any of these professional football players realize that it's such a small window, such a small opportunity for them to actually end up making cash that, yeah, you can't leave that amount of money on the table. I mean, we talked about Le'Veon Bell the other night. All right? Le'Veon Bell left $14.4 million on the table. All right, just signed for a 3-year deal and got what? $27 million guaranteed. So you add that up over 3 years. That's really $9 million guaranteed over 3 years. He left $14.4 on the table and lost a year off of his career. That's bad business. And then on top of that, he's blowing off the New York Jets. He's not showing up there for voluntary workouts to begin their season. Now, I don't think that that's it. I don't. I'm not saying that you're incorrect. I think he's got a health-related issue. Or I think he is still upset about the fact that this football team is not showing him the respect that he believes he has earned. And if it's the latter, then it really reeks of immaturity. If it's the former, then that's a real serious problem. Because that means Telvin Smith is dealing with something off the football field that is a serious demon. And that has been my approach since I lifted the switch to begin the program tonight. Okay, when you have serious problems and you have issues, the first thing you need to do is identify that and then seek proper help. And that's what I just can't understand, is that he's got people that are paid to help him, the very best at what they do professionally. Regardless of what the situation is, it's not new to anyone in that building. Whatever type of story that you can create, family related, whatever, they have experienced it. You can't create a story that they're not aware of, that they don't know how to deal with. That's why they're in that type of positions, for this very reason. That's why it's just so baffling to me. And you know, I don't follow the entire team on social media. I just don't. But I haven't seen a lot of comments about Telvin. I heard Hayes talking about that recently, you know, about 45 minutes or so ago. And I agree. I mean, even when Blake Bortles was moved, you saw all sorts of different guys tweeting out about Blake Bortles. I'm not seeing anything yet on Telvin. And you know, that to me is mysterious as well. Maybe it's out there and I just haven't seen it. If you folks are aware of it, you know, send it to me on the text line or on the Twitter line. I'd be more than happy to take a look at that. Let's grab another call. We're going to do something new around here for our season ticket holders. What's up, David?
That was funny. No, that's cool. Yeah, we've been a season ticket holder since day one.
Well, give it to us again. We missed it. Give it to us again.
Which?
Then your name and your handle.
Oh, no, just David, and I met you at the Guggen last year. We shared a couple of adult beverages.
All right. You've been a season ticket holder since 1996.
Yes, sir.
All right. We'll we're going to have to work on that. It was our first one. It's something new we're introducing. It's going to take a little bit of time. It's going to take a little bit of spit and glue, but we'll make it work. How you doing, David?
Hey, I'm any happier not be twins.
Good.
But I just am wondering if maybe we should cut this guy a little bit of slack, because who knows what's really going on. I mean, I know you're a dad and I'm a dad, and you know, no telling what's going on with other people's, you know, stuff. And if it's, you know, there's things in life more important than money. And, you know, maybe he's dealing with it. I don't know. But, and trust me, I'm not the first guy to step up and be an apologist for a bunch of millionaires. But it just gives me pause to think about it and, you know, pose the question.
You know, David, it's an interesting point, because I understand with what you mean by this, and that was the opinion I was trying to offer earlier about business. I mean, I know myself that there's been personal situations that I've been involved with before where the people that I worked for could care less. There are other situations where they really do care. The point I'm trying to make is that the Jacksonville Jaguars care. They have the very best of what they do in that profession who will be there to help this guy with any type of situation that he is going through. Yet for one reason or another, he is exercising his right not to communicate with them.
And I agree with you. I mean, and I would hope that, you know, that young man would understand that and reach out to the people that care about him and say, hey, you know, whether it's public or not, say, hey, this is, now I'm dealing with some stuff. Can you help me out?
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. Appreciate the call. Good to have you in. I mean, listen, I get that side of it. I mean, listen, you get up early in the morning, you go to work someplace, you tell your boss that you're going through a serious situation, and he don't give a crap? He don't ask you about it? He never talks to you about it? He just makes sure you show up? Then I can understand why you'd be pissed. But that's not going to happen with the Jaguars. There's no way that's going to happen with the Jaguars. They got the best people. They got people who care about Telvin Smith. That's what makes this story that much even more messed up, in my opinion. All right, much more to get into. Tonight's show brought to you by Key Buick, Key GMC. May is Military Appreciation Month. The lifetime powertrain warranty continues, okay? You buy a brand new Key Buick, a brand new Key GMC, that's exactly what they will do, a lifetime powertrain warranty, and they have phenomenal deals right now on all sorts of vehicles. How does the Buick Encore sound? 2019 edition, $289 a month, zero down, zero due at signing. That is only one of the many vehicles that they have available for you right now. Across the street from Tinseltown, right there on Southside and Gate. The good folks over there at Key. Let's continue with your phone calls. 641-1010, that is the number. We go to 9 o'clock tonight right here with Rick Ballew.
Into the Night with Rick Ballew on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
Telvin Smith today on Instagram, and I quote Telvin, "It was said to me from a great coach that in order for the man to be his best, he must get his world in order. At this time, I must take time away from this game and get my world in order. I must give this time back to myself, my family, and my health. I appreciate all the support I will and will not get. I just ask you all respect my decision not to play football this season. I know the rumors of trade talk came about, but I started my career in Jacksonville the day I decided to call it quits. It will be right here in Duval. Love y'all. Even in my time off, it's 10 toes down. You feel me? Love." So there you go. On the heels of his Instagram Live the other night, a lot of opinions came forward after that. He told us that a surprise was coming. Did anyone even speculate that this could happen? No way. No way. Never would have dreamed this up. You know? Never would have dreamed this up. Don't you wish it was a hoax? Don't you wish that he needs a hug? He needs a pat in the back? He needs someone to say, Telvin, you're still a great football player? That his feelings are hurt? I tend to believe right now it's far more serious than that. Really, I do. And I feel awful for him. And as I've said, the part that bothers me most is that he's not reaching out. I can't believe he's not taking advantage of the tremendous people who are around him. Because there are a lot of other people in a similar situation to Telvin Smith who don't have those type of resources. And they have to take it on themselves. And that's awful. God, that is terrible. When there's not support around you. I really feel bad if that's the case for Telvin. Let's get to these calls. 641-1010 is the number. Mac, you are next. Welcome.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Mac.
Hi. Man, I really can't disagree with anything you've said. And I know that you have to be careful about, you know, what you say, you know, when you say it could be a very bad problem. First thing is, what has he been doing this whole time? Like, did he just find out today he had the problem? I mean, it seems like he made this way more dramatic, like he's insecure about how he's viewed as a player, but he'll be missed, and life will go on, man. But the first thing he has to do is admit what it is. Some big secret or, if you know, embarrassing, whatever. Eventually, you know, you got to say, here's what I did and here's the reason, because you kind of owe it to your fans at the very least to explain why. And then they can use you, they can watch you get through your problems and you can be an example. But you're right when you say he's doing everything wrong right now. And I know because I've done it and done it more than once.
Yeah, we all make mistakes, there's no doubt. And I just don't think he's being professional. He's the team captain. And he's completely AWOL. And these are uncharted waters. I mean, please give me an example of where something else like this has happened. And I'm not talking about guys who are miffed contractually speaking. I'm not talking about a franchise tag being thrown on Le'Veon Bell. That doesn't relate. This isn't about money. It can't be. Telvin's overpaid as a weak side linebacker. He's overpaid. So it can't possibly be about money. You know, I mean, I don't know what it is. Someone else said that he's got a problem with someone in the building. So what? Every building in Jacksonville, people go in there. Someone they're going to see, they're going to be like, oh, God. We put that fake smile on. Come on. People don't get along with people. We know that. That's the way life is. You find a way to get through it. He is a huge leader of this football team. These younger players gravitate to Telvin Smith. Puzlesny leaving affected him. Remember having him here on the airwaves when he was breaking down, crying. Telvin's always been a very emotional football player, a very sensitive football player. There's some issues that are going on with him right now. You know, listen to his quote. I must give this time back to myself, my family, and my health. Can you imagine being part of the Jaguars brass right now and reading this Instagram message in not being able to reach out to this man. I mean, where's the respect? Seriously. We're talking about a simple phone call here. I'm not talking about him flying in and sitting down. How about just a simple phone call? This is what I'm dealing with. And the fact that he's not doing that opens up incredible speculation as to what is really going on. It's almost like he's ignoring the Jaguars. He's staying away from the Jaguars. And then I'll let you fill in the reasons as to why he's doing that. This can't be he's upset because he was involved in trade rumors. If so, it makes zero sense at all. I mean, none. That's why I hate it, because it appears that he's really got an issue. And I know I'm being redundant here, but damn. I mean, there's good people who want to help people who are hurting. That includes you driving home tonight. You may be dealing with some crap. Seek out help. Professional help. People can help you. Might be the smallest thing. You can't get over it. A grudge. You know what a grudge does? It beats the living tar out of you. Because the person that you hold a grudge against, I got news for you, brother. They've let that go years and years and years and years ago. I was fired by a jackass back in 1998. A guy who was the absolute worst boss that I ever could have had. I carried that around for way too long. I probably carried that around for close to a decade. You think he cared? He got over it that weekend. So if you're going through life all pissed off and holding a grudge, man, you're fighting yourself. You're not fighting that guy anymore or that girl anymore. You're fighting yourself. If this is a grudge for Telvin Smith, he's fighting himself. This is big business. 32 teams, 32 weak side linebackers. He's the highest paid weak side linebacker in the National Football League. He's the team captain. Where is he? Where's the explanation? Is it health? Well, then you know what? It's damn serious. It is damn serious. He needs help. And I'm looking at some of these Twitter, you know, I'm going to get to these calls right now. But I'm looking at Twitter, which is undefeated, except for when it takes on the 1010XL text line. Where's the one I just saw here that I liked? God, I'm getting a ton of these. It's for the 6556. It's easy to say that you should call your people and communicate, but when you go through the... I don't want to read that one. That one's too close to my heart because I've had to deal with that within my family. And it's hard. Like I said, we all have problems. We all deal with things. This is from the 5610. If he is an addict, all common sense goes out the door. If someone is in an active addiction, in order for him to be helped, he has to have enough of whatever it is that caused him not to play the game we all know he used to love. I mean, this may sound like mumbo jumbo, but he is trying to fill a bottomless void. What? Really? Okay. I mean, the 6995 says maybe his baby's mama is holding him hostage. A little bit of humor involved. 5553, this is what I was looking for. Who's to say he hasn't had professional help who may have recommended a break? Let me read that again. Who's to say he hasn't had professional help who may have recommended a break? and he's mentioned trade rumors numerous times. Maybe he was on the block and didn't want the team's help. Okay, that's from 55-53. I see what you're saying there, but I don't buy that. So he goes and sees a local shrink, a local therapist, a local counselor, and their advice to Telvin Smith is going to be, let me see here. Lay down on the couch. Here's what I recommend to you. Blow off the Jaguars. Don't communicate with the Jaguars. And what therapist in the world is going to say something like that? Or, for that matter, to anyone out there in any job that you hold, that the way to get through therapy is to not communicate with your employer. Well, the rest of us in the world will be out of a job. Let's grab one more. Actually, I got to hold you over. I'm hitting posts on time. Begin with Carl as we get hour number two started. Where were you when this scud was dropped? Telvin Smith. 5 years of over 100 tackles. Fifth-year guy. Marijuana problem. Popped for it at the combine. Slipped to the fifth round. Had a lot of people ask me if it's drug-related. Maybe he's staying away so he doesn't have to serve a suspension. He gets popped again. It's four games. Okay. Not the end of the world. Damaging, sure. End of the world, no. And I'm not going to say that that's the issue. I'm having people here that are telling me he's lost a lot of weight and it's a serious issue. As I began the program, I said, I don't live in the world of speculation. But when you handle things as unprofessionally as Telvin has, you should be allowed to speculate. I'm sorry. This would be avoided by a simple phone call and communication and then an announcement from the team that they are working with Telvin Smith to get through this situation. He is elected not to go that route. So instead, the entire city's upside down. And that's really the way I feel right now. Upside down. I don't know what to make of this. This is one of my favorite all-time Jaguars. This is one of my favorite all-time Seminoles. Absolutely loved. Or I shouldn't say D. Loved. Love Telvin Smith. What's there not to love about this guy as a football player? But we kind of saw it slip away this year. And not just because of his game slipped. Seemed like something else was missing as well. From the leadership category as a captain. I hope the best for him. But boy, this is really a nasty story. Let's come back in hour number two. Let's grab more from you. Also want to talk about what does this do for this football team now on the field? Does Miles Jack move to the weak side? Does Josh Allen play a lot of strong side? I'm talking tomorrow with Corey Williams, third-round draft pick. Guess what? All of a sudden, he's involved in the game plan. That's coming up as we begin hour number two with Rick Ballew on 1010XL and 92.5 FM.
Into the Night with Rick Ballew on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
All right, Jacksonville right now is flat. It is. You can see to the end of the world. It's probably right off of Lane Avenue. Heading west. Telvin Smith. A monster decision. Taking the year off. Got to get his world in order. Must give time back to myself, my family, my health. Asking for your support. Says he loves Duval, loves the people. He's got to get his world in order. Social media is just out of control right now. Our text line, couldn't agree more. He's handling this terribly and unprofessionally. That's from the 6960. The 5610 says, if he's an addict, all common sense goes out the door. If someone is in active addiction, in order for him to be helped, he has to have had enough of whatever it is that caused him not to play the game we all know he used to love. You know, there's a lot of so-called experts out there with these comments that are filling up my line. I could see losing his brother just a few years ago being tough, and losing Paws may have impacted Telvin as well. But all we can do is speculate at this point. That's in the 55-53. 65-56. Because you care to hear doesn't mean they care to share. How many people commit suicide with loving parents? I mean, there's all sorts of stuff on here. This is from 2636. I ain't going to read that. That's about a real serious health scare. Someone telling me that he believes that that's the case. Well, you know, again, if it really is a serious health-related issue, you got the best care in the world with the Jaguars. And if it's a serious situation like that, you've also got the best insurance. You're going to get paid. If he's here and he's dealing with it, he gets paid. Right? He makes his $9.75 million. So if it's a serious health scare, you just don't take off on your own. Not when you are offered the very best of what is out there. Team physicians, team doctors, team counselors, team everything, and then they get you to other people, other doctors, under their care. So I don't understand that. 86-87. You know what, Rick? Some things are more important than money. A job is a job. Football is just a game. If a dude needs to step away, his bravery should be applauded. You know, I'd agree with that statement if he simply communicated with the football team. That remains the biggest issue that I've had with Telvin Smith since the day that voluntary camp began. His no communication has been the biggest problem. You notice the Jalen Ramsey deal went away a long, long time ago? Yannick Ngakoue leaves. And guess what? There's speculation with those two on contracts, and you can really speculate any way you want with those two. That includes holdouts, whatever. With Telvin, there was nothing. And I think that that's my problem. And I know that it's a lot of the listeners' problem as well. I would gather that that is the Jaguars' problem. I don't know if it's their problem. But I would gather that that is a huge issue. It's just an incredibly wrong way to handle such a serious matter. A simple phone call, an explanation as to what is going on, would avoid so much of this speculation. Yet he has chosen to go about it this way. And that's disappointing. 1235 says, yeah, he's handling it badly, but you don't know what he's going through. No, I don't know what he's going through. 3103, is Telvin his own agent, or does he have an agent? He has an agent. We haven't heard from him. 2113, I just hope Telvin is okay. Let's pray for he and his family. Hope everything gets better. Sure. Absolutely. But he'd be receiving a heck of a lot more support if he had reached out. Be able to let the team know. 9733, Rick, at the very least, where is his agent speaking on behalf of his client? Lack of communication is the key, not his personal issues. I hope he gets the help he needs, but probably won't be here. Bingo. That's kind of what I just said. Let's get back to these calls. You know, I'm clearly upset about this. Those who have known me in the biz think I've always acted and treated those that I actually care about more harshly than those that I do not care about. I don't know if it's the tough love in me, but I've tried to make it known to anyone who is listening to the program tonight that I am a huge fan of Telvin Smith. An enormous fan. And there's nothing that I'd like better than for him to solve this and to get back and play for the Jaguars. But in the same paragraph, he could not be handling this worse. Let's go to Calvin on 1010XL and 92.5 FM. Hello, Calvin.
Season ticket holder since the beginning, section 114. I do want to say...
There you go, Calvin. We got you fired up now.
Thank you. Also, Seminole since 1979, Booster since 82. But anyway,
I
want to say, I know that this is a tough situation, but something you said really triggers something, and I know you mentioned one of the texts you read when the caller said, well, it's just a game, it's not a job. Well, that's not true. You're getting paid to do a job. If you, Rick, didn't call 1010 and didn't show up and didn't call, you would be fired. You know, even if there's circumstances, you have to be in touch with your employer. It's that simple. Even if it's not you, you need to have someone to speak on your behalf. And as much as I love Kelvin and I want the best for him, there's some behavior you can't excuse, and you can't be that far gone that you can't have somebody to say, hey, and I'll get your thoughts on this too. Somebody, he's talked to somebody, and there's somebody that knows something going on. But I do think if there was a suspension coming, I do think the Jaguars have done their diligence to say to the league, hey, is there something we need to know about?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if the Jags have done that, but you're totally right on this. You got to communicate. You have to.
Calvin, thanks for the call. Yep. Yeah, I mean, again, Telvin's created this now, the speculation. Because typically in situations like this, I would be the first to say, yo, hold on here. We don't know any of this. Let's not be accusatory. Let's not speculate. When he handles it this way, I think that erases that. Because the point I've tried to make to you so many times, that if any issue like that actually was happening, the best place for him to be would be right here. And the NFL is extremely forgiving. Even if there was any sort of suspension or whatever, it's very forgiving. You can't run and hide. You just can't do that. And, you know, that's what he appears to be doing at this particular time. There's a lot of people who care about Telvin Smith. And I've told you guys forever that there are a lot of younger guys that really gravitate towards him. He's their team captain. He's your defensive captain. I mean, you're talking about leading a team that just came off a 5-11 season. Okay, hey, listen. As much as this is about a personal situation with Telvin Smith, let's think for a second about the team. Okay? About a team that just went 5-11. About a team that's trying to bounce back and win. And he's one of their defensive leaders. He's their captain. He's got close relationships with a lot of guys on that football team. And we're not hearing a peep from those players. That's alarming to me. And what's going to be like tomorrow when we go down there? I mean, good luck Doug Marrone tomorrow. I'm talking to Quincy Williams tomorrow. All of a sudden, this guy shows up, his role could change. We haven't even begun to talk about what's going to happen here personnel-wise. You know, is Miles Jack your starting weak side linebacker? That's three different linebacker positions in 3 years for Telvin Smith, for Miles Jack. Absolutely, I'd put him at the weak side. I'd make Jake Ryan my middle linebacker. I go with Jacobs on the strong side and Josh Allen at times at the strong side. Obviously, I want him rushing the passer as well. What does this do for the Quincy Williams kid? I think, again, as we get all into speculation, they signed four linebackers last week. So it does beg the question, were they aware of something? Did they see this coming? Doug Marrone said no communication. Dave Caldwell's response during the draft, his message about not wanting to get into hypotheticals, wasn't dismissive, or I'm not going to answer that. He actually answered it differently during that draft. I mean, that was unusual in my opinion. So there's stuff there. I mean, it's there, and it's been there. It's been there since OTAs began. How much they were familiar with or how much they're speculating, they just signed four linebackers. They didn't cut two today, reportedly, Blair Brown and Donald Payne. They also cut Cody Kessler today and David Williams. You have not heard. They've signed a ton of draft picks today. Signed Josh Oliver today, Gardner Minshew today, Dontavius Russell today. They signed Ryquell Armstead. So they signed four of their draft picks today. And they've cut four veterans today. It's been a very busy day for the Jaguars. And then the Telvin Smith message. Wow. All right, let's talk a little bit about on the field. We absolutely need to pay attention to that now. What does that do to the Jaguars? I'll tell you what it does. You look at the 13 guys who were involved in their rotation during the AFC Championship game. All of a sudden, three of your back five are gone, right? Colvin's gone. Church is gone. Gibson's gone. Two off the D-line are gone. That's Fowler, and that's Jackson. And now Telvin's gone. So what I mean by the 13 is Fowler was the third guy coming in with Unique and Campbell. And obviously, Colvin was in a nickel situations. So you're starting 11 plus 2. Out of your top 13 defensive players from the 2017 AFC Championship game, you are now presently without six of those bodies. So all of a sudden, this defense is totally in rebuild. And you're going to be starting a linebacking core that hasn't played. Jake Ryan hasn't played in 2 years. He's going to be starting middle linebacker. Miles Jack's going to be on the weak side, I believe. That's a third different position for him in 3 years. And who's starting at the Sam? Is it the rookie, Josh Allen? Or is it Jacobs, who played in a very, very, very limited situation a year ago? Wow, wow, wow. Dare we get away from, you know, the story for a second, just actually look on the field. Incredible. All right, more of your thoughts on this. Much more to do. We go till 9. My name's Rick Bell.
Into the Night with Rick Ballew on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
That's some bass right there. The late John Entwistle. Can you see the real me, Doctor?
The Who playing at Fenway Park this summer. That'd be pretty fun. Ageless, Timeless. They were here in Jacksonville a few years ago. Ringo Starr's kid on drums. Replace, of course, Keith Moon. The half the Who's dead, the other half still running and ripping. All right, how do the Jaguars line up? Week one, here comes Patrick Mahomes.
Right.
Here comes Kareem Hunt. Oh, wait. He's no longer there. Here comes Tyreek. Oh, wait. He's no longer there. At least we think. Here comes Chris Conley. Oh, wait. He's on the other side. Dee Ford is gone. Eric Berry is gone. Who else do they lose off that defensive line? They lose Justin Houston off that defensive line? I believe they did. Who's lining up? Campbell, Brian, Darius, Yannick. Who's your starting Sam linebacker? Is it Josh Allen as a rookie? I know they want him to get after the quarterback. But do you start this man at strong side linebacker? Or do you play Leon Jacobs? Or do you keep Miles? No, you don't keep Miles Jack there. He's obviously replaced Paws at middle. Do you play Jake Ryan there? Do you move Leon Jacobs over the middle? Do you play Miles Jack now at the weak side? Can Quincy Williams play? I'm going to talk with him tomorrow at 12:20. Excited about it. I'll play it for you tomorrow night. Really excited to talk about this guy. I don't know why. It's kind of the way that I'm wired. Everyone picks on him and reacts negatively about the draft pick. All of a sudden, he's like become my favorite guy in this year's draft. I love his story. I mean, maybe all of a sudden he's involved on this football team. What if all of a sudden he's Telvin Smith part two? Keep him at weak side. Keep Miles in the middle. I don't know. And they signed a bunch of guys off the street last week. Fascinating stuff. I mean, Telvin Smith is he's a great football player who's coming off a bad year. Still makes some special plays. Really does. Creates a lot of havoc. Forced fumbles, sacks and interceptions, had some pick six. Telvin, even in his great years, there were times where you'd be like, what is he doing? Every once in a while, there was kind of like the Dante Fowler moment in Telvin. Or maybe Taven Bryan last year, who was playing out of position. But even when Telvin was great, there'd be a play here where you'd be like, what is he doing? I mean, he's not even on the same planet. So his game regressed a year ago, and he heard it. All of a sudden, we woke up one day, and we were in Philadelphia, or we were in Boston, or we were in New York. All of a sudden, the media and the fans were crushing him. The great Telvin Smith leads the league in missed tackles. Didn't cover as well. I haven't been the one to say it, but I've had some guests here on the program. Tell them holding court, wants to be interviewed once a week, wants the big scrap. I mean, he's a weak side linebacker. Weak side linebackers don't command that amount of respect around the league. They just don't. So, you know, he dealt with a lot of criticism, and I think that comes with the territory when you get paid. This guy's lived his whole life as an overachiever. You look at that great Seminole defense that won a national championship, all the 5-stars, all the 4-stars, and then Telvin was in there as an undersized 3-star. When we were able to observe rookie minicamp, that great draft class, the 3 wide receivers, Linder, Bortles, this goes on and on and on. You could tell right out of the gate that Telvin Smith was the team leader. He had the mojo. He had it. You could feel it. You could see it. He earned it. You know, people have told me the money went to his head. He's not the same person in the building. I don't know. I'm not in the building. Okay, that's what people have said. People were wrong. I mean, they were wrong on Leonard Fournette. Almost that whole building had him gone. They were wrong on A.J. Cann. Almost the whole building had him gone. Sometimes the building's wrong. I'm wrong all the time. I'm just telling you what I hear. Well, I still want to believe that this guy can come back and help this football team. I think you'd be better off with him there. I do. I think there's a certainly question about a better attitude, but attitudes can be fixed. All right, let's get back to some of these calls. Let's do that right now. 641-1010, that is the phone number. Let's go to Gabe, who is next. How you doing, Gabe?
Hey, how are you?
Good, Gabe.
I just had to add to kind of what you've been talking about, the last few callers especially, but, you know, with him being the team leader, especially that they were, you know, that he was looked at as before the season started this past season, you know, I feel like something needs to be done. You know, even it might even have already been done at an administrative level, just to get the communication with this player a little bit better. You know, being a leader like that, obviously in this league, you need to be one on and off the field with the social media and things like that, as big as they are now. You know, I just feel like having that communication is one of the more valuable pieces of being that team leader.
Yeah, it's just bizarre, Gabe. I mean, there's no other word that I can think of than bizarre. I mean, because we just don't know what he's thinking. And they paid this man. Again, I want to believe he's the highest paid weak side linebacker in the NFL. I may be wrong with that, but I want to believe he's the highest paid weak side linebacker in professional football. Why is he not with his team?
And, you know, another thing, he's 27 or 28 years old.
28, yep.
You know, yeah, he's got a he definitely has the potential to have, you know, a future in the league, if not with our team. You know, and I think at that administrative level, you know, something needs to be – and this is the opportunity, you know, being in May right now to be said, you know, if you want – an opportunity to continue with this team, especially, you know, something has to be different. I mean, be a leader.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt, Gabe. Thank you. Plenty of things have to change. I mean, Kelvin Smith could end up on the reserve retired list. All right. He could end up on the did not report list. All right. He's got a salary of $9.75 million. That's his base salary. Okay. He is expected to get $5 million guaranteed after that third day of the league year that he could be asked to, I don't know if pay back a portion of that or what that signifies. Again, I'll have to check on it. But I know that the Jaguars, and, you know, timing is everything in life. The Jaguars right now, if this is a bluff, and I'm not saying it is, but again, you have to be open to speculation. Let's say Telvin's bluffing here because he really needs a hug. Jaguars could put him on the reserve, did not report list, and ask the NFL if they can get back the $9.75 million in salary cap relief. Just imagine this for one moment. Let's say in the next week or so, that transaction happens and they sign Yannick Ngakoue to a long-term contract. Because I don't think they need another linebacker right now. I think Telvin makes him better overall with the linebacking core. But as I just went through about 5 minutes ago, I think they have enough bodies right now that can end up playing linebacker for the Jaguars. So there's another side to this. If this is about his feelings being hurt, you better watch the way you're handling this. Because the Jaguars, I imagine, are going to do everything in their power and are doing it right now at this point to try to communicate with him and his agent. And if they continue to ignore, the Jags are going to have to decide what is best for the football team. You can't blame the Jaguars on this. I've had a lot of people send me stuff tonight saying, oh, this just means the Jaguars have terrible front office, terrible organization. I mean, listen, how can you blame the Jags on this one? Seriously. How is this the Jaguars' fault? They cut Blair Brown today. There's a fifth-round pick from 2017. Blame the Jaguars for that. That's a miss on a fifth-round pick. The Telvin Smith fifth-round pick was a home run. He's been a very, very, very good football player, especially with fifth-round draft status. But they paid him, and they kept him around here, and they named him a captain. How can any of this be the Jaguars' fault? Sometimes I just don't understand the way people think. I mean, again, I'm getting this is on Caldwell and how is this on Coughlin and Caldwell? Seriously, how is this their fault? Because Tom called them out at the State of the Union address? Well, he's old school, and they just won 5 games. And you and I both know that Coughlin's pissed off about it. I'd be happy that my leader wants this team to win. Wouldn't you rather have that than my alma mater down the road? That's laughing and giggling like schoolgirls after going 5-7. And they bring out the fat, bald alumni and they play flag football and everyone's having a great time and all this. And you were 5-7? And they're running around like national champions? Taggart smiling, everyone's smiling. BS! I don't want you freaking smiling. You lost to BC by like 80 points. Syracuse looked like they lined up 12 Jim Browns against 10 Florida State Seminoles. Oh, they're all smiling. They do. I love the fact that Coughlin's pissed. If you're a Jaguars fan, you should love the fact that Coughlin's pissed. How can people blame Coughlin and Caldwell about what Telvin Smith did today? What's wrong with you people? Nah, we got much more to do. My name's Rick Ballew. This is Into the Night.
Into the Night with Rick Ballew on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
All right, very, 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 very busy night. Ton of activity tonight from you, the Jaguar fan, bothered by the announcement. You know what I haven't really seen anything of tonight is all of a sudden with Telvin gone by his own admission that they're a better football team without him. And I understand the human interest story is probably the primary reason for that. Most of you right now are concerned about his well-being because you're good people. And when a man takes to Instagram the way that he did and wrote the message that he did, obviously there's an issue or two that he has to address. So that side of it is the first thing that people look at. You want him to be okay as a person. Sooner or later, the attention will turn to the game. And I think the question now becomes, how different is this football team without Telvin Smith? As I pointed out earlier, you now have six new bodies out of the 13-man rotation that took you to the AFC Championship game 2 years ago. I think some people feel that maybe they'll have a better linebacking core without him. Seriously. When you move Jack to weak, and you play Jake Ryan in the middle, and you go with the combination of Leon Jacobs at strong, and maybe Josh Allen plays some strong. Although you and I both know that with the rotation of the defensive ends, it would be great to have him right there, you know, spelling Unique, and then in obvious pass rush situations, he can go to the other side of Unique, and you can move Calais inside. And that may be the way that they're thinking. And then the guy I'm going to talk with tomorrow, Quincy Williams, we don't know how he plays into it. That's another side in all this. But if this Quincy Williams kid is as advertised, and all of a sudden, bam, before you know it, he's automatically inserted as a weak side linebacker. And you can play Miles Jack at the MLB, right there at the mic. You know, as talented as he is, I think it's hard to keep asking a guy to go from position to position to position. So, anyway, that's when you look at the game itself. Tonight's show brought to you by Key Buick GMC. May is Military Appreciation Month. They've got some great deals ongoing right now. And that includes the lifetime powertrain warranty that goes through the end of, really, it goes forever. They're the only, well, not forever, but for the significant future, they're the only dealership in Jacksonville that has this, the lifetime powertrain warranty. So go ahead and check them out today. Some great deals. 2018 GMC Sierra 1500 trucks, $15,500 off right now. Save up that. You can save up to $15,500. That's 28% off. That's incredible, the deals that they have over there at Key Buick GMC. All right, abbreviated edition of Truth Teller News and Notes. We do that nightly, brought to you by TruckCrashLaw.com. Great folks. Only law firm in the state of Florida where if someone has been hurt out on the road, okay, a tractor, trailer, truck, RV, bus, something like that created a huge accident, and it affected a family or a friend of yours, serious injury, even if it was fatal, make sure you're aware of TruckCrashLaw.com. They're the only law firm in the state of Florida that does it this way, and they're phenomenal people, so you make sure you're aware of that. All right. Don't know what's going on with the Florida Gators. What a disturbing story today with Chris Steele. And this is one that I'm sure the Florida Gators are going to do whatever it takes to try to remove themselves from. But it's very disturbing. Steele, a five-star. Their biggest recruit was in there for just a couple of months. He was rooming with Jalen Jones, the very much documented story about the sexual assaults that he was accused of by a couple of different ladies. Apparently, everything that was going on or even previous to that, there was a situation where Steele went to Dan Mullen and the football team and said, I don't want to room with this guy anymore for, I guess, reasons along those lines. And Dan Mullen said, no, you're going to stay there. And the end result is he's now entering the transfer portal. So that's bad news. It really is. I mean, I'm sorry. There are different rules for different players. And when you bring in a five-star and he's your most decorated recruit, if he goes to a coach or someone in the football office and he says, I don't want to room with this guy for these amount of reasons, and you ignore that, this is going to be the end result. So this one's on Florida. And it's really difficult to blame what this young man is doing, but apparently he is leaving the University of Florida. Weird story today by Stephen A. Smith out of L.A. that Jeannie Buss is being told now by people to move LeBron James. Boy, 1 year in L.A., just a disaster. What do you think LeBron's got? Another five, six good years? We talk so much about L.A. adding a player, whether it's going to be Leonard, whether it could be Irving. Imagine if LeBron is actually the guy who goes elsewhere. If he goes to another team, that is a story that we'll track, obviously, throughout the offseason. The Jaguars very busy today outside of the news of Telvin Smith. They cut Cody Kessler. So it's youth movement now. You've got Alex Magoo. You've got, obviously, the drafting of Gardner Minshew, who they signed today. Still got, Tanner Lee? You got three youngsters fighting for that number two slot behind Nick Foles for this year's Jaguars. Josh Oliver signed today. Dontavius Russell signed today. Nyquel Armstead signed today. So the Jags getting a lot of their players signed. Remember, tomorrow is rookie minicamp. It is the first of 3 days. They'll do it on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. After tomorrow's workout, Doug Marrone will speak. You'll hear from Josh Allen and Juwan Taylor. I'm also going to get the opportunity to talk with Quincy Williams. Looking forward to doing that. That'll be tomorrow. I'll replay it for you coming up on Friday night. The Jaguars today also reportedly said goodbye to David Williams. He's another back and a couple of linebackers. All right, Blair Brown and Donald Payne. Both today, published reports did state that they are no longer on the roster. So if you're scoring at home, the Jaguars today freed up some money and said goodbye to four veterans. Kessler, Williams, Brown, and Payne. They signed four of their draft picks today. Josh Oliver, Gardner Minshew, Dontavius Russell, and Nyquel Armstead. The Jaguars very, very busy on this Thursday. And all of this obviously outside of the announcement that came in involved with Telvin Smith. All right, playoffs tonight. Busy Thursday night. First off, hockey. The Eastern Conference Finals is underway. Boston and Carolina. This one in the hub tonight. Bruins and Hurricanes all locked at one apiece. 1 minute to go in the very first period of that one. We got some important games tonight on tap as well. In the NBA, Game 6, Toronto and Philadelphia. Right now, the 76ers up 38-23. And then coming up a little bit later on tonight, 10:30 will be tip time. Game 6, Denver in Portland. The Nuggets are up in that series right now, 3-2. So there you go. Everything happening tonight in the best of seven in the NBA. Of course, the Raptors are up 3-2 in the best of seven in that matchup. And again, the 76ers up by 15 early right now, 38-23. With 9:50 to go in the second quarter. All right, truckcrashlaw.com, the only law firm in the state of Florida where if something has happened to a family member or a friend, they were hurt on the road, and it did occur by a truck, a tractor trailer, an RV, or a bus, and there was a serious injury, could even have been fatal, you need to go to these folks, truckcrashlaw.com. This is all they do. This is what their expertise is in, and they're sensational at it. Just go to truckcrashlaw.com.
Now, the 2-minute drill, delivered by Moe's Southwest Grill.
Welcome to Moe's!
At Moe's, our caterings have you covered from head to toe and especially stomach. Order your office event or tailgate catering today online at moescateringfl.com.
All right, James Coleman is here. Let's get ready for the Sports Den.
What's going on, man? How you doing today?
Just another boring day here in Jacksonville.
Man, I tell you what, when you're like, man, I could use some excitement, and it's just like it's like Christmas for sports radio in the Jacksonville area. I mean, there's not much going on anywhere around these parts. I mean, real quiet on the Jaguar roster. UF is behaving very finely.
Mm-hmm.
Jesse, you know, my man. Smith from Ohio State, he's not getting in any trouble anymore. It's just, I don't even know what. Me and Denny are going to have a really hard time finding some material to talk about.
Yeah, you guys are going to struggle.
I have no idea what I want to talk about.
I've been doing this now for nearly 3 decades. I've never seen a story like this with Telvin Smith.
I mean, especially a guy who is at the top of his career right now. Not as not necessarily disappointing because we'll probably delve into a lot of the reasons why we'll be on the show. But it reminds me of, remember San Francisco a couple years ago, right when Harbaugh left?
Mm-hmm.
And you had all those guys who were like in their prime, just retiring. The one linebacker who was, I think it was his second year.
Yeah.
And they were expecting him. But he didn't have the money on the line like that. He didn't have the responsibility. He wasn't a top 100 player in the NFL multiple seasons during his young career.
But he was scared of CTE.
Yeah.
And he communicated.
He communicated a lot better. And then he brought this up when we played the video of Telvin, or the audio. And it was interesting in that. And I think maybe my glasses of wanting to see a seminal or wanting to see somebody be successful were clouding my judgment. But Denny was 100% right. He was like, there's something wrong with him in that video. And then you see this, and I've seen there have been other notable – there have been other Jags that have done this before. I don't know what all the issues was. But remember, Geno was slated to be pretty good. And then Geno was tired of it. But Geno also wasn't like about to make $9 million.
No, and he also had, what, eight, nine years in the league?
Yeah, he had played a while. He had, like, it was good. I mean, he walked away.
Do you guys think he looked frail in the video?
Nah, he's a little smaller. I don't know what's going on.
He lost some weight?
I don't know what's going on with him, but we'll definitely speculate. That's what we got to do.
Yeah, Chris Borland was the guy who walked out of San Fran. They thought he was going to have a promising career, but, you know, he cited CTE.
But CTE was one of his things. I can respect that.
Yeah. All right. Well, I hope this works out, but, you know, at this point.
But you brought up
so much speculation.
You brought good points. Is Ricky Williams. That's what we've seen. Mm-hmm. Is Ricky Williams, after his monster career in Miami, just went off the deep end and – now the business side of it has to come in, and what do the Jaguars do on the fiscal end? Like, you guaranteed money, you had this, can't knock them.
Man, you're leaving a lot of money on the table.
But one thing I will say, there's not Jalen did retweet something, and a couple other Vince Williams talked about it. I mean, if it really is for his sanity and for his mental health, I mean, I don't know, maybe $9 million is worth me going crazy, but a lot of other people just, you know. I guess when you have it, you don't really care anymore. But there's a lot of meat to kind of, or a lot of things to dissect in that Telvin thing, and it goes back to what I said. We were talking about Ja'Kai Polite from Florida and his.
Man.
You gotta like, and I've done it myself. When you play this game and you're as violent and you have some of these emotional issues from being a child and growing up hard, man, you better go see somebody, dog. Go get a sports. Don't go get a shrink, man.
Well,
it ain't
absolutely.
Nothing wrong. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
No,
go talk to somebody to help you. Real, especially social media. He got ripped, rightfully so. He played bad, and whatever. Maybe the Coughlin thing was the icing on the cake. But there's nothing wrong with what, I mean, I joke about what Coughlin said. He did what he felt. He probably could have handled it better, but you've got to figure out how you can handle adversity. And there's nothing that could tell me that this isn't his reaction or his response. To probably one of the most adverse times that he's had as a pro. Doesn't mean he's right, though. We got to talk about that.
Yeah, and, you know, I'll get off here and let you guys come on, but what I really find interesting about Telvin is he's always been told he's not good enough.
Mm-hmm.
He's always been the other guy. I mean, look at the five stars that were on that seminal defense, and he was always the other guy. Yet Jimbo Fisher said he was the best leader, him and LaMarcus Joyner. And then he's a fifth-round draft pick here, and you look at that, which was a very good draft class for the Jaguars. He's always been underachieving undervalued and had to overachieve. Then he finally got his money, and he didn't have a good year,
right.
And he had trouble accepting the criticism.
The biggest thing is just like a boxer. When you go in that ring, and you have got to believe you're the baddest ass in that ring. The minute that you don't believe you're the baddest ass, is the minute your career is over. Once you get that doubt, and you're right. He always felt he had a chip on his shoulder, always overachieved. Maybe he's starting to believe that maybe he done got it, and it's a fortune of him being that young.
All right, James Coleman is next, along with Denny Thompson. Thank you to our producer, Matt LaVey. We're back tomorrow night, 7 to 9. Remember, day one of rookie minicamp, including an opportunity to hear from Marone, Josh Allen, Jawan Taylor, plus I will have a sit-down with Quincy Williams. That's all coming up during Friday night show from 7 until 9, right here with Rick Ballew on 1010XL and 92.5 FM.